This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. April will prove to be a cruel month for home sellers, if the past month is any indication. Numbers out this week show the biggest monthly drop in existing home sales in 18 years. Sales of new homes were up slightly last month, but they're down 24% from a year ago. NPR's Chris Arnold has the details.
Whenever the housing market is slumping, home sellers and realtors grit their teeth, dig in during the winter months, and look forward to spring. They hope that as the ground thaws, buyers will emerge along with the lilacs and dahlias. But so far, no such luck.
We've been rationalizing that the weather's been really dreary, and who wants to go out and look at houses when it's gray and raining and windy.
Karen Abraham and her husband Natan have had their four-bedroom house in Natick, Massachusetts, on the market for the past 2 months.
So we're hoping now that spring has actually arrived and our daffodils are finally opening up, that it's going to encourage more people to be out looking, you know, that are planning to move, to get out looking.
The Abrahams bought this house 2 years ago for $739,000. The house was the first teardown project on the block where a new home replaced an older one. So while it's got a gas fireplace in the family room and a nice kitchen, the other homes around it are older and smaller.
I guess it's one of the cardinal rules in real estate. You don't buy the most expensive house in the neighborhood. And we broke that rule, so I guess we're paying for it a little bit now.
Natan Abraham says they've just cut their price to $20,000 less than they paid, but they don't have an offer yet, despite the warmer spring weather. And that's not too surprising. Around the country, sales of existing homes fell 8% just last month, and many economists expect that sales will keep slumping and buyers will stay skittish.
People are still very cautious and they're still waiting.
A couple of towns over in Holliston, Massachusetts, realtor Maria Salomo Schmidt has come by one of her clients' homes to talk to us about what it takes to sell a house these days. Scott and Lisa Ripley are sitting here on their back porch. Scott's a nurse recruiter for hospitals, and Lisa works in education. They have two boys, 4 and 8 years old, who are literally climbing on top of Scott while he's talking.
Yeah, with these two growing and, you know, the four of us, it's only just under 1,300 square feet, and there's really no family room area, and that's been the biggest challenge. So we're kind of on top of each other now, and so that's why we've been looking. And
we cannot spend that much more time in this house.
So a few months ago, Lisa Ripley found a bigger house nearby that had been sitting on the market for more than 6 months.
The gentleman had been in there for 10 years and did a fantastic job redoing the place. And it's really, we have some cosmetic stuff to do, but nothing major.
The other house has more than twice the square footage, and at $379,000, it seemed like a great deal. That's one thing about a down housing market. You can sometimes find a bargain. Realtors say prices on some homes around Boston have fallen 7 to 10% or more. So the Ripleys got to work trying to sell their current house. They set a price that the home would have sold at a few years ago. They cleaned it up.
I painted the whole inside of the house again.
The process was a nail biter. They had to get an extension on their agreement to buy the other house because no offers were coming in on theirs. And in a down market, they decided they'd rather walk away than risk getting stuck with two mortgages. Their broker, Maria Salomo Schmidt, was trying all kinds of things to attract attention.
We had a cannoli open house here. We kind of made it instead of having a normal, boring open house, we had tea with china, and we had cannolis freshly made that morning.
Salomo Schmidt also tried offering $500 gift cards for Home Depot and Target to anyone who would buy the house.
That didn't really make a difference, so we changed it. We did a free year of dry cleaning, and people kind of responded to that. You know what? It actually made people laugh. You know, it's kind of like, who does that? You know, and a year's worth. Woohoo!
And 3 days before their agreement with the sellers of the other house expired, the Ripleys finally got an offer, $333,000, just a bit under their asking price, provided they actually did kick in the dry cleaning.
So funny, they always say, no, that's not why I bought it, but then, don't forget the free dry cleaning and the P&S, right? Don't forget that.
There is definitely no rush to buy right now. The number of homes on the market is at a near record high. Home builders continue to cut prices in many areas, and economists say all the problems with so-called subprime loans are prolonging the downturn. That said, housing is very local, and changes in prices will vary a lot in different neighborhoods. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.